Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. That was more in 2010. Before that, we heard from Chris Young and Famous Friends featuring Kane Brown. Sean White along with
Rebecca Jane.
And a special guest we have in studio today, Sergio. Your last name, Hernandez?
Hernandez, yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh, see, her maiden name is Fernandez. So
yeah.
Just a letter.
That was easy to figure out. And you own Tacos El Tarasco.
That is also correct.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's great to have you in studio. Rebecca?
Yes.
Ask away. And this one is probably going to be a bilingual show, just so you know. But that's all good.
I wonder why. So, Sergio, where are you from and how long you've been in the United States, Arizona? You've been in different states or?
Okay. Well, originally I was born in Michoacán, Cerro, Michoacán, Mexico. I grew up in Los Angeles. I just finished high school in Mexico and moved to California. Grew up in Los Angeles area, San Diego area, and came to Aho like 2.5 years ago.
Okay. So you live in Aho?
Actually, don't. I do have a house here to stay just on the busiest days of the week, which is Fridays and Saturdays. We normally live in the city of Buckeye, about 90 miles
drive.
Away. Yeah, it is a long drive. Yes. Yeah.
Especially after a night of karaoke and all that stuff, and then driving back to Buckeye.
Wow, those are the nights that probably.
Those are the nights that I.
That's when you stay here.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes.
Well, there you go. So, tell us about your family. Married, single, kids.
Yes, I am happily married with 3 kids.
Oh, it's good to say happily married.
Oh yeah.
You're in point right now.
Yeah, yes,
you're getting trouble.
So 3 kids. How old?
Well, I have my 3 kids with my wife now. I had another 3 kids in California. This is my second marriage. And my.
Wait, that's 6 kids?
That I know of, yes.
That's usually my joke.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah, yeah, so I just told. So, yeah, I have a total of 6 kids. My oldest is 33, 34.
Oh, wow.
Los Angeles.
Oh, see, you don't look like you would have one that's 33 or 34.
I know, right? He looked like 35 or 30
well,
something.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate that. But, yeah, I have 3 kids that live here in Arizona with me. My oldest is 23,
mm-hmm.
and second is 21. Well, we'll be 21. And my youngest one, 10 years old.
You can say the names. They're going to be happy about it.
Well, Joshua, Abigail, and Melody Hernandez.
That's quite the gap from 10 to 21.
It is. It was a new start when we had Melody, yes.
So, since you have all the kids, any grandkids?
Yeah, I do have 7 grandkids.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Wow, that's awesome.
Wow.
Right. Yes.
Wow.
Well, you've been a very busy man.
I was really happy.
A very, very fulfilling life, that
exactly.
is for sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A lot of people say that there was no TVs in your house yet. The commercials were really too long.
that's great.
That's a good one.
I like that one. All right, more with Sergio coming up here in just a few. Right now it's Baker Grace and Midnight Thoughts. We know what Sergio's have been back in the day. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Static Ben and El Bateria. Camilo right before that in Tutu.
Bateria. No? I don't know if you say that right.
Bateria. It's like a English
Victoria.
Group. What's that?
Victoria?
El Bateria.
Battery. Okay, whatever.
With a B or
with a
B?
With a B.
Oh, bateria.
Yeah,
bateria.
Oh,
battery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Battery.
Yeah. Yeah. See, there you go. All right, Camilo, right before that. All right, Sean and
Rebecca J.
And along with Sergio, who is the proprietor of Tacos El Tarasco.
Yeah, there you
see,
go.
See, I use a big word like proprietor.
Yeah, and you know before he didn't even want to say Tarasco because he said he was saying it wrong. Now he's
well,
like, Tacos
you know,
El Tarasco.
Well, it takes some time.
Yeah, it takes a little while. Yeah.
You know, I tried to look, what is a Tarasco?
Well, it's the, Tarasco is a native people from the state of Michoacán. It's like over here, say, Navajo or Apache.
Okay.
Yeah, those
are
the native people from Michoacán.
All right, that makes sense.
The, yeah, my Tarasco people, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so how do you actually start on the restaurant's business?
Okay, it all started like, I don't know, like 14, 15 years ago when we used to go to Rocky Point from Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And this is the only way going to Rocky Point. And this time was on a Saturday. They used to have like a farmer's market in the plaza. And I noticed that. I'm like, oh, I wonder what would it take to have like a, I don't know, a taco stand here. Mm-hmm. So we came down and I approached the... the manager, and I asked, what would it take for me to have like a taco truck or you know, whatever here? And she was like, you know what? We actually need a taco truck. We need food vendors if you're interested. And we had the money, you know, in the bank. And I told my wife, well, before we spend it, it's something else. Let's do this. I used to work in casinos most of my life. And
Dealer at the casino?
No, I was a casino manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Casino manager for 26 years. And I had a good job. And then that came across, and I told my wife, you know what? Let's just give it a try. So we purchased our first and only food truck. We used to park right across from the restaurant right now, Tacos El Tarasco. And then Isda offered us, and we noticed there was a sign at the door, at the window, the Tacos El Tarasco restaurant is right now. And I asked, I called this number, and they offered it to us. I'm like, well, let's, you know, give it a try. Mm-hmm. So we sold our taco truck to buy the entire equipment because nothing was up to date.
Right.
It wouldn't pass inspection. So talked to Aaron Cooper at Isda, which has been a big supporter of our restaurant, also Chamber of Commerce. We came together with a plan, and here we are, 2.5 years ago.
2.5 years, wow, right by the pandemic.
Yeah, we opened right in 2020. Yeah.
What great timing.
Yeah, if I would have known. Yeah, we opened in January, and we had then COVID hit, COVID-19 hit on the March or whatever.
Right.
And we had to shut down for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing that I was still working in casinos, which... It didn't impact my family.
You made it. That's the important part. You made it.
Yeah,
you made it
through.
You made it through, yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Right before the pandemic. I know. I mean, I can remember going into 2020, like, oh, this is going to be a great year. Business is doing good at that where I was working.
Yep.
We're like, oh, man, this is going to be a fantastic year.
And then
year.
It went.
And then. It all started going down. All right, more with Sergio here in just a few. It's Justin Moore. We didn't have much. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Ellie King and Drunk. And I Don't Want to Go Home. There you go.
Drunk and you don't want to go home.
Right.
Okay.
Before that, Chris LeBron. All right. Sean.
Rebecca.
And Sergio hanging out with us on this wonderful Thursday. Speaking of drunk and that, you also have like a cantina, but you don't call it a cantina. It's just a bar.
It's a bar, yeah.
It's a bar. Okay. And so back when you had the taco truck, how long did you do the taco truck?
We did that for about a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In Aho. You went somewhere else? Or
no,
just Aho?
I used to park it in Phoenix by a Buckeye area, Goodyear. Yeah, just on the weekends, just 1 or 2 days out of the week. Because, like I said, I was working in casinos.
Okay.
And my weekends, I used to sell on my taco truck.
Right. Okay, and the recipes, all yours?
Yes.
Yes, secret family recipes from back in the day?
Mine and my wife's, yes.
Okay.
So pretty much your whole family works out with you, your kids, your wife.
Sometimes my kids do help, like today. My son is covering me because I told him that I need a day off just to have this interview and another interview with the other association here.
That's nice to have family. Now, do some of your family live here all the time then?
No, we don't have relatives in Aho. No,
no. Okay. No. Wow. All right.
Do you plan in the future to move to Aho, or
that was the plans? But apparently, my kids didn't like it here.
Mm.
Yeah, especially my youngest one. I'm like, no, Dad, I don't want to go.
A little
to this
too
school.
Small.
Not only that, she didn't like the school system.
Okay.
And she didn't like the school per se, but it's a good. I think it's a great school, but.
Well, you know, it can be a tough transition, especially, you know, especially at that age, if they're used to these big schools, you get some of these schools in the Valley, they have the school themselves have a higher population than Aho. So,
right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, you know,
my daughter high school had like more than 2,000 students.
Right.
Oh my.
Yeah. It's huge.
Very,
she needs Mesa.
Yeah. Very large.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you got the restaurant. Of course, you opened it during the pandemic, so the timing wasn't that great. Now, the past year, things have been more stable?
Apparently, it did. Mm-hmm. But now with the, this is, everybody knows it's a snowbird town, and most of these folks are already gone back home. Mm-hmm. And of course, my sales dropped like 75 to 80% at this point.
Right.
And it's been tough. Summertime, it's tough. That's what I understand it. Right. That sometimes, or most of the time in Ajo businesses, it's cheaper to be closed than open. So that's why a lot of, especially restaurants.
Right.
So that's why they close during the summertime because of that.
So traveler traffic going through, is it? Do you think that travelers just don't realize that there's stuff here, or they just are just such in a hurry to get to Rocky Point, hurry to get back home, they just kind of go through and...
They used to stop a lot when that was back in January before the pandemic again, because they used to close the border at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And now they close the border at 8, so they're just in a hurry to make it to the border when heading to Rocky Point. Especially on the long weekends, they don't want to waste time 2 to 3 hours waiting in line just to make it across to Mexico.
Right.
So they just don't look at us as an option to
I didn't think about that part and about how if the borders was open until midnight. Now, I don't know whose idea that is. Is that the U.S. government's idea, or is that Mexico's idea, or is that... Does the U.S. government just do what the Mexico side does, or what?
Apparently, talking about a lot of, I have quite a few customers that work on the border patrol, and what I've been told is that it was a mutual agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was talking to one of the deputies or supervisors about, are you guys planning to go back to the midnight, and apparently they got really comfortable. With the shift they have right now, because most of these deputies live in Phoenix,
right,
and they don't want to travel at midnight anymore. So what they're doing right now, it's on the long weekends, they close the border at 10. I'm sorry.
10, yes.
Just
that's
on the long weekends.
Right, on the long three-day weekends.
Right.
You'll get on the Friday, they'll do it, and then it'll just confuse people on the Saturday, and then the Sunday, and then the Monday, they'll keep it open till 10.
Exactly, yeah.
I think that just causes more confusion than anything.
Exactly. So exactly. So it's like I said, it's stressful, and like I said, and I don't blame these travelers going south.
Right.
They just want to make it across.
If they're going to be stuck in traffic for 2 or 3 hours, might as well just stop and eat and then just go boom, right through the border.
But as he was saying,
that would be a good idea.
But as you're saying, that was easier to do when it was open till midnight.
Yeah.
Than it is when it's 8 p.m., because then you just want to make sure you get across.
Right.
So that makes sense. I didn't even think about that part.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move along. More music on this Thursday afternoon. Here's Rihanna. It's Only Girl in the World. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. That was Jesse and Joy, 3 a.m. Before that, Bastille. Sean Ann.
Rebecca Jane.
Along with Sergio from Tacos El Tarasco. Thanks again for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me.
You know, normally I do my singing intro, Rebecca's story in Spanish, but now it's just going to be Rebecca's interview in Spanish. Go ahead.
Sí, Sergio. ¿Qué anécdotas o alguna situación o algo así que hayas pasado en el restaurante? Porque me imagino que tienes personas ahí. Que vienen personas de diferentes
claro.
lugares y esas cosas.
Claro que sí. Una anécdota que nos pasa, me ha pasado bastante con este. Es un cliente muy frecuente, muy regular. Una vez bromeando, ¿verdad? Me dijo que cuando me regresaba yo a México. Entonces mi respuesta fue, pues cuando tú te regreses a Europa, en el Mayflower, en el que viniste, porque yo aquí estuve primero.
En el
este es mi país. Ahí es donde tú viniste, en el Mayflower. So, cuando tú te vayas para allá, yo me voy para México, porque yo estuve aquí primero que tú.
Interesante. Y un ejemplo, los viernes, los sábados, me imagino que tienes karaoke.
Sí, claro.
Tournament.
Ah, claro, sí, los viernes tenemos el torneo de billar, el pool tournament, que empieza normalmente a las 6 de la tarde, hasta que se eliminan todos los jugadores. Y es una buena atracción, una otra amenidad que tenemos ahí en el restaurante para atraer people la gente de aquí de Ajo y pues obviamente los que van pasando para Rocky Point. Y sí, a veces se paran ahí y se divierte mucho la gente. Ahorita estamos un poco despacios debido a que pues los snowbirds ya se regresaron a sus estados de origen. Pero pues ahí seguimos y los sábados la gente sabe que tenemos el karaoke night. Empezamos a las 7 y otra vez hasta que se va el último cliente. No pasando después de las 12 porque pues ya sería demasiado tarde.
Sí, sí. Yeah, we gotta go to the karaoke on Saturdays. I like that, but in Spanish, of course. I'm gonna be singing.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But I need like 2 or 3 beers before I start
singing. Because yeah, yeah, we did that one night at another place. You'll do that, but you need a few beers.
Yes.
Yeah, I won't do that unless I'm in the shower, and nobody's going to want me to go stand in a shower and then sing.
Oh, my Lord, no.
Trust me, no. I've been, well.
Do you sing?
You need to be there. I used to.
You used to?
I used to sing in a band, but
not in a band?
Yeah. Not that I got old, it's definitely not.
Oh, wow. You're not old, you're well-seasoned.
Yeah, right? That's a good one. That is a good one.
So, okay, what kind of, see, now you brought up band, what kind of music?
Spanish music. Cumbias, corridos, baladas.
Yeah. See, that's a gringo answer. Oh, just Spanish music. Oh, no. There's a whole lot of different types.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, I have another question in Spanish for you. So, el arte que tienes en tu restaurante, ¿quién lo hace? ¿Se vende? Porque he visto también algunas ropas, blusas y esas cosas.
Sí, las blusas que ustedes miran ahí cuando vayan a nuestro restaurante es la ropa que normalmente se usa en el estado de Michoacán.
Okay.
Yo voy por lo regular 3-4 veces, de 3 a 4 semanas a Michoacán a traer este tipo de ropa, aretes. Es la gente que la gente de Tarasco, la
comunidad, los
indígenas del estado de Michoacán lo hacen y yo lo traigo para acá. Y muchos artistas locales que también miraron que tengo bastante espacio, las paredes son muy altas y hay bastante espacio ahí. Me preguntaron que si podían exponer su arte. Si yo tengo el espacio, pues ¿por qué no ayudar?
Claro, claro.
Si les puedo ayudar en algo, pues
ahora. Muy bonitas pinturas.
Sí, claro, sí.
Yo te dije una vez que te iba a comprar una y no he regresado, pero voy a ir a buscar mi pintura.
Cuando gustes. Pero sí, esa es la finalidad, ayudarnos unos con otros aquí en la comunidad. Y pues los artistas locales miraron ese espacio disponible, pues ¿por qué no hacerlo?
¿Y tú tienes algún tipo de arte que tú o tu familia, tu esposa, tus hijos hacen?
Mis fotografías.
O fotos.
Ya sé, yo tomé un curso de fotografía como hobby, como pasatiempo, y los imprimí en metal y ahí las tengo también disponibles para el público.
Perfecto.
Perfecto. Right. Perfect. Perfecto. All right. I know that one. Let's move along. Here's more music for you. It's Dimitri Vegas and Heaven. Featuring Like Mike. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with you on this Thursday afternoon, along with Sergio Hernandez, the proprietor, owner of Tacos El Tarasco.
Good food.
Thank you, guys.
So, your hours for the summer, 4th of July is coming up. You're going to be open. You're going to be closed.
Yeah, there's going to be an event for the 4th of July here. I just spoke to both. I don't know what day is going to be, but of course we're going to be open for that event.
My understanding is that is actually going to be Monday. They're doing it on 4th of July, Monday.
Oh, so yeah, we're definitely going to be open for that day, yes.
Okay, which I thought that they might do it on Sunday, but I guess they're actually going to do it on Monday.
Oh, great.
Yeah, at least that's what I heard. So, what are some of the struggles through or just getting summer people to start? When does it pick back up again?
Well, I'm hoping in September.
Hoping in September, right?
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing from because I'm a lot of snowboard friends that keep in touch with me to Twitter or Facebook. And I've been asking them, when are you coming back? Well, the beginning of September. So I'm hoping by the beginning of September, everything will be back to normal. Yeah.
Back to normal. What is normal?
Well, normal.
There you go.
Normal as it can be.
Yeah.
So you have any exciting plans coming up over the summer or any places you plan on any big vacations? We won't say exactly when because, as Lieutenant Olson said, you don't do that. But, I mean, you can say what your plans are and that. You plan on going in out of town?
Yeah.
You know, maybe an exciting trip to Yuma?
That'll be like staying here now. But no, we are definitely going to close for about a week after the 4th of July and probably around the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's just going to be a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So,
whatever you go, have fun.
Yeah.
So, I saw on your Facebook page that you have a house you're building back in Mexico.
Yeah, that'll be our it's our vacation home. It's already finished. Thank God.
It's already finished?
Yeah, it is.
How long did that take to build? It seemed to be pretty quick.
It took us about 8 months.
Oh, that's wow. Not too bad.
From the ground up, yeah.
Are they having supply chain issues over there as well?
No. Not that I know. No. Just every time I go, every 3 weeks, the prices are different. That's the only thing I noticed.
Everything goes up. Nothing
now,
goes down.
That's the new normal.
Yeah, right, yes. Right.
And it's usually not lower.
No, yeah. No. Of course
so you
not.
So you got that finished up. So nice. So yes. That's got to be nice. We're going to do a vacation home. Maybe we'll get a nice little mobile home in Lukeville. What do you think about that, baby?
No. It can move a little bit more, crossing the border over there by, Rocky Point.
Yeah. Right.
Arizona's Beach.
Absolutely so. All right. Let's move along. Here's Selena Gomez. It's Love You Like a Love Song. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, Alexa and Wonderland. Sean Ann.
Rebecca Jane.
Along with, I'll let you say your name this time.
Sergio Hernandez.
Oh, see, I like that with the accent there. Yeah. Oh. Okay, I only do that for Rebecca. So. But I figured I'd do that a special one just for you. Is it kind of sad that it was even kind of sexy when a guy did it?
It is sad.
Thank you so much for coming in with us. It's great. It's great having you in.
Sergio, gracias.
Thank you guys for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yes.
Don't forget to visit us, guys.
That's right.
Yeah, of course.
So, and we'll definitely have to have you back again.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely so.
Looking forward to it.
All right. You ready, Rebecca?
I'm ready.
All right. Coming up next, John and Heidi hanging out with you from 6 till 10 right here on Z89.3. And, of course, we'll be back with you again tomorrow, 3 to 6. Rebecca will have her stories in Spanish, and we'll just be acting goofy on the radio like we normally do. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Going to leave you with Nico Moon. It's No Sad Songs. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.